Thank you, Gabriel, as always, for setting such a wonderful energy and putting us in the right place. We are certainly blessed to have you as part of the group. For that, we are very grateful. Now, just a little bit of background here on this the Easter call. Again, it's meant to celebrate the way Easter celebrations were meant to be, which, of course, is the resurrection and ascension. You know, it used to be based on the pagan celebration of spring, fertilization, planting of food, and, of course, nature. Now, this year, it will also be based on the dimensional shift that is happening right now. A new 7-year cycle has begun, and the joyful unification with the divine Christ consciousness. This will be a community project, open to the public, to plant the seeds of awareness of Christ consciousness and the element of love, as Gabriel has stated. Our seating of the Vine Group is asked to hold Christ consciousness, the awareness of the seventh dimensional template, the magenta color codes, and the element of love. Since our community has been integrating these energies for the last several months, who better than represent these energies as they are held in human form stably? Now, Joan would like to make some comments, and she will be followed by Joe, who will make some comments about the significance of the elements of love and the seventh dimensional templates. And then finally, Joan will bring forth Yeshua to answer any of your questions regarding this Easter call. Of course, once that is finished, we will conclude for the evening. And we certainly appreciate you all attending this evening and being part of this wonderful gift that we are giving. And here's Joan.
I am so pleased to be part of our crucible and this group of seating in the divine. I just cannot tell you how grateful I am to be part of these projects and this teaching that we have been so fortunate to receive. So I would like to talk just briefly a little bit about what's needed from you as a group. And basically, it's a lot like what Gabriel just led you in that meditation about centering yourself in your sacred heart, in the consciousness, about creating a Merkaba field and acknowledging yourself as being in the crucible of light in a unified state with all members of the crucible, both human and light beings. You are the anchors. We all are the anchors of this refined frequency of the light of Christ consciousness. Be conscious of your ability to hold that fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional light template within your energetic form. Know that you carry that stability of the fifth dimensional light template. To carry the electromagnetic refined energies of the sixth-dimensional light template. And also know that you're surrounded by a perfect magenta diamond holograph that is always in your field as you emanate that fifth-dimensional frequency. This is a lot for you to remember. So we suggest that you take a few minutes before the Easter call to sit in a quiet setting and look at your frequency field of light. Line up all the things that we have suggested within your field. And be confident that you are providing such a valuable service that will allow this imprint to take hold. It will be delivered through the energetics given by Yeshua. But make no mistake, without you, it could not be seated because you hold it in your body. And it makes it so much easier then for it to be transmitted and received at that physical level. A lot of people will not be conscious of what they were just imprinted with, will have no clue, maybe for years. But eventually, they will wake up and they will know. They won't have to struggle to learn because that imprint is within their sacred heart. So I think that concludes what I have to say. So I invite Joe to talk about some things about that seventh dimensional light template and his participation in these Easter calls. Mm-hmm.